morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Zimajiski, who is one of the brothers and a vice president with Mr. David's, a big flooring contractor outside of Chicago. Michael, how you doing?
Very good.
We haven't interviewed you before, and I'm impressed with your company. I got to tell you, you are a commercial flooring contractor. You are based right out of Chicago. You're a big StarNet member. You're actually one of the top 10, I think, StarNet members. Tell us just a little bit about who Mr. Davids is.
Mr. Davids, our main business is hospitality and healthcare. We do work around the world, do quite a bit of traveling, casino work. One of our larger markets is also Las Vegas. We look at ourselves as trying to promote the industry. We try to do difficult relations, target things. That kind of thing.
Your goal, I looked on your website before this interview, and it says your goal as a company is to be the premier floor covering installer that's available out there in the marketplace. Is that right?
That pretty much sums it up, yes.
And a couple little things I think are interesting just to kind of ground who you guys are. You got started in the mid-70s. It's several brothers. Was there three brothers involved in the business?
There's three brothers involved with the business as well as two sisters.
Okay. And you got started because I think one of your biggest projects was the Hyatt out there at O'Hare, and you did a great job redoing the flooring. They really liked it, and so they started giving you a lot of projects. And so, you know, that's kind of how you got started. And for a while, your focus was strictly hospitality, but as you saw this recession coming, you've actually broadened into other vertical sectors, haven't you?
Yeah, approximately 10 years ago, we actually started getting into more of the healthcare work. Actually, as the hotels kind of expanded into assisted living, that's when we kind of moved over to doing the assisted living, and then from there going into hospital work and so on and so forth.
Well, I'm always impressed with companies that, you know, get started in the 70s, and now you're one of the leading companies in the business, so congratulations on that. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today is because you guys win the StarNet every year. They do these awards, and you guys won the grand prize. You actually were the installation company at the Central DuPage Hospital, and you guys won the grand prize with that. Actually, when I say you guys, you installed the floor, but the judges who analyzed that project gave it the grand prize out of all the entries. Talk a little bit about that project.
It was a very difficult project. A lot of circles cut into the floor, going through walls, going through glass walls. So everything was very easy to see. It was ASRock material, ASRock tiles. It was a lot of glass tile on the wall. A lot of products didn't come out quite the way the designer would have anticipated. And I know even from a design standpoint, the designers had to go back several times to hit the targets that the hospital was looking for as far as a wow factor. Then the hospital itself is just an amazing hospital to walk through, so the standards were extremely high across the board.
So while you're a flooring contractor, you actually, since some flooring materials was put on the walls, you actually did that too?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we do wall tile as well.
And how did you end up getting this project?
We do a lot of work for the hospital itself, as well as the general contractor involved, and we have a good relationship with the architectural firm and the designer that worked on it. So it was really across the board.
Okay. So the design firm was, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was RTKL in Chicago. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So you said it was mostly Tarkett's product, the ASRock Tarkett product. And unfortunately, the people listening to this won't be able to see this image, but I will tell you that if they get the June Floor Focus magazine, we're doing a pictorial spread on this project. They can see it there. So you've been doing work for this hospital in the past?
Yeah, for approximately, probably about 4 years now, 4 to 5 years.
Okay. All right. And when on this particular space, it's a pediatric area, and the goal was to make it playful, right? Real fun?
Yeah, I think it was really the idea was to just really, the whole idea, actually may I take a step back if you don't mind. We have a fundraiser each year where we actually raise money for different charitable organizations. It by accident happened to be we were raising money for this pediatrics unit at the time that it was being done. But the whole idea behind it is that they make the areas fun and they try to take the children's mind off of the care that they're actually getting.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you did a good job with this one. Let me ask you, you're up there, you're a StarNet member, you're installing floors, as you said, all over the world. How are you seeing the economy right now?
Our business is down slightly. When I talk to a lot of our competitors, we're probably not as down as far as it could be, but we do see it moving upwards this year. Things seem to be freeing up, and we don't think this year will be as bad as most people have been predicting.
Okay, great. When people are considering picking you, what makes you guys stand apart? What is your specialty?
One thing we take a lot of pride in is our men. We keep them up on their training. We try to make sure they're certified in all the products and up to date on all the newest tools, everything that they can possibly use to do the best job. And one thing we meet with the installers on a regular basis as far as management. We meet with them as a group several times a year and also in the field. And we strive that, you know, the quality that they put in is the number one thing. And we do believe that.
Mm-hmm. Now, these people that actually go out and put this flooring in, are they 1099 employees or are they
hourly?
They work for you.
Wherever we do work, the men are hourly.
Okay.
So they're all men out of Chicago that actually go and do it. They're actually, most of them are trained by David himself.
I see. So they are employees of your company?
Correct.
Okay, great. And that's done several different ways, but some people say that's the best way to get skilled labor.
We believe it's the best way to actually control it. Otherwise, things happen and you may not have as much control the other way. You may have more control over the finances, but not necessarily the quality of workmanship.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Michael, I appreciate you spending time with us. I did want to talk about this project. We were very impressed with it. Again, we've been talking to Michael Zimajewski, who's vice president, one of the brothers at Mr. David's, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.